1 year ago today, I gave a speech in this spot here in Helsinki. The Nordic Resistance Movement had then recently been banned by the district court in Birkaland. Not because the organization had been engaging in criminal behavior or terrorism. Not because the organization had collected money for others who engaged in criminal behavior or terrorism. Not even because we had been tampering with our money or otherwise not lived up to the standards of a serious organization. No. The Nordic Resistance Movement was banned because corrupt traitors thought it was in breach of good custom to resist these same corrupt traitors. And to be against good custom, that, dear listeners, seems to be a very serious matter here in Finland. At least far more serious than standing up for freedom of speech and freedom of association. So now I'm standing here again, this time even more banned than I was last year, because the corrupt traitors of the Turku Court Appeal also don't consider this thing called freedom of speech especially important. And they confirmed the banning of the Nordic Resistance Movement. They agreed that it was against good Finnish custom to fight for the survival and freedom of the Finnish people. And you know, since I am very concerned with good custom and don't want to offend the fat pigs in position of power here in Finland in any possible way, I thought I would avoid talking about any of the specific subjects that were brought up during the trial by the very good prosecutor Marco Fredman as evidence for why the Nordic Resistance Movement was in breach of good custom. Why it was certainly necessary to ban the Nordic Resistance Movement. That is why today I am not going to mention the fact that there are different human races with different attributes, even though this is a proven scientific fact and so obviously logical that you should be declared mentally incompetent if you do not understand it. I am not going to talk about IQ differences, differences in morality, differences in creativity and altruism, or how these differences have affected humanity and our world to the extent that certain places in Africa to this day don't live up to the socio-ethical standards that we Europeans were enjoying in the Middle Ages. No, I will simply not mention any of those hateful things. I'm also not going to talk about the so-called Holocaust and how this Jewish factory of lies has become an efficient tool for guilt-tripping and enslaving white people all over the world. I'm not going to mention how there is no forensic evidence for the gassing of millions of Jews, or how this new religious delusion about German extermination plans is used to indoctrinate our youth. I will not speak a word on this hateful topic. Most important of all, at least as far as Marco Fredman is concerned, I won't talk about the gay lobby with its shame parades and its connections to pedophilia, about the many disgusting prosecutors, judges, politicians and others who in the name of the rainbow exploit children. and are trying to legalize these sexual abuses. No, I will stay completely silent instead of spreading this hateful propaganda. My friends, I'm going to watch my tongue to make sure I follow good liberal democratic custom. So, long live the melting pot of mixed races, long live drugs and pedophilia, long live Marxism and the big finance, long live World Jew... No, I'm sorry, I'm not being able to say these words, even though I'm being ironic. Because of course I am being ironic. If it is good custom to want to eradicate your own people, then I'm very proud of being a proponent of altogether terrible custom. And perhaps I'm even one of the people with the worst custom in the world. So let me say it loud and clear. To hell with the Zionists' good custom! I will not be quiet just because this system is creating laws to keep me silent. I am not going to sit down quietly and roll my thumbs while our people is being destroyed. They can ban us, they can put us behind bars, they can kill us, but they can never stop us, because our people shall live and National Socialism shall prevail. Last week, the Nordic Resistance Movement conducted 60 different activities across all the Nordic countries. These activities, according to the present systems, are worse than murder, rapes, and robberies. They were activities where freedom of expression was used to let everyone know that Finland's cause is our cause, that all of us will give everything in the struggle for Finland's right to freedom and survival, just as we know that our Finnish brothers and sisters will give their all for Swedish, Norwegian, Danish and Icelandic people's right to exist. Because you are more than just our neighbors in the East. You are part of our Nordic family. You constitute a part of the race that they so desperately want to suppress, because they realize the potential impact of our awakening in a Nordic revolution. You, therefore, by your blood, are part of the true resistance against Marxism, against capitalism, against Zionism, against good custom, together for a free and united North. As someone hearing all of these words might think I'm a dreamer, that I'm a person who lacks any connection with reality. Someone might wonder if I actually realize what the world around me looks like. To stand here ranting about a free and united North when there aren't more of us here today. But we are the tip of the iceberg. We are the few who proudly stands up and shouts out things that others only whispers about. You know the things that Elias whispers to his friends in the schoolyard, what Ella whispers to the other moms in the park, what Leo whispers at home at the dinner table after a hard day at the factory, what Onni whispers at the board meeting, what Ainu whispers to the other pensioners at the coffee shop about mass immigration and its consequences, the increased gang criminality and drug abuse, the lack of morale and ethics, the filth, the decadence, the degeneracy. We say it out loud. We are the voice of the Nordic people, and our voice is getting stronger.
Yes.
Another man who fought for the freedom and survival of his people was Mahatma Gandhi. He supposedly said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. If these words are a correct analysis of the different stages of the struggle for freedom, then we are much closer to victory than any of us might think. Since this is exactly how the system has treated us. First they try to silence us, refusing to write about us, or to acknowledge our existence, no matter how hard we try to reach out to the masses. Then they laughed at us, saying that we would never make any progress, that we were marginalized, pathetic, ridiculous, insignificant. Then they started bashing our heads with their batons, closing down our bank accounts, extending the hate speech laws, and now finally banning us. They fight us tooth and nail, metaphorically speaking. However, I'm not complaining about this. I welcome the storm. Reaching the next stage means we win! Yeah! And with this, I'm not saying that it will be an easy ride from now on. I'm not saying that victory will be ours tomorrow, or even the day after that. And I'm definitely not saying that victory will come by itself. But what I am saying with full confidence is that if we just continue to fight, if we can show the enemy that their shackles cannot hold free Nordic men and women, then we are clearly on the right path, and we'll eventually be able to stop and slay the beast and regain our nations. I therefore earnestly hope that Finland is still inhabited by the brave men and women that so courageously defended their fatherland against globalism in the form of Soviet communist hordes. Because of you are still with us. If you haven't let your spirit be defeated by the enemy, then the Finnish people will realize that the threat of globalism is once again upon us, but this time with a new name. This time, it's not Soviet communism that wants to subdue the sons and daughters of Suomi. This time, the enemy is in our midst and is active on all levels. In the Finnish media, Finnish banks, Finnish courts, and inside the Finnish government. This time, the communist globalists calls themselves liberal democrats, entertainers, philanthropists, and businessmen. They are the center party, the conservatives, the social democrats. They are Ilta Sanomat, Helsingin Sanomat, Yle, Aktia, Nordea, George Soros, Jacob Rothschild, Lloyd Blankfein, Fazer, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Hollywood. If the blood of Finnish heroes still pumps through your veins, you will not sit down quietly,
but rise up and fight the forces of darkness that are waging war on our country, tarnishing our morals and enslaving our people. Comrades of the people, we welcome you in the struggle. Good custom. Ha! Ban! Nonsense! They won't be able to stop us because we must prevail. The ideology that we believe in is unlike any other. The worldview that we are fighting to accomplish is not just another side of the same coin. No, it is something completely new. Something completely different. National socialism is not about higher pensions, stopping the littering, or creating better infrastructure. Of course, we will raise the pensions, stop the littering, and create better infrastructure. But these are secondary matters. And what I mean by this is that if these trivial matters were all that we were fighting for, then maybe we would succumb to the enemy. But that is not the case. It is the freedom of our people that is at stake. So therefore I ask you Finnish family fathers, what are you prepared to do to save your family from being put in shackles? It is time to learn that the present system wants to enshrine your family along with all other Nordic families. They want to enslave us in order to realize their dreams of a globalized world and a cultural Marxist empire where we are reduced to being obedient customers that do not even think about resistance. They want the revival of our people that is at stake. So therefore, I ask you, Finnish family mothers, what are you prepared to do to save your family from dying? It is time to realize that the present system wants your family dead, along with all other Nordic families. They want to replace us in order to achieve their kingdom, their world domination, with Jerusalem at the center of the world.
Never!
They will not be able to stop us, because we have to be victorious. Or what do you say? Will shackles of steel, will bullets stop you?
Never.
Will we then be victorious?
Yes!
They will not stop us because we shall prevail. And we won't deviate an inch from the path before us. We will continue forward. National socialism will be victorious. Eläke kansallisosialismi! Eläke voitto!
Eläke voitto!